Happy Friday to you, and I hope you've had a lovely week. And as we continue on now with our teachings all around moving forward on our healing path, I wanted to talk to you about something today that can definitely help you to understand your healing more and get you more in tune with what's going on. And this is around our triggers. So each and every one of us will be triggered on some level. So it might be just a small amount for some of us, or it might be huge for others and very prevalent in our life. But our triggers are actually showing us what really does need to be healed within us. And I'm going to explain a little bit about this and then ask you to look at what may be triggering you. Maybe something has happened even over the last few weeks or a few months, or something might have even happened to you today that you were triggered by. So triggers are things that are like set us off. Okay, so for example, if you've been in a situation where you may have been in a relationship, or even within your family relationships, you might be the scapegoat all the time. So if something goes wrong, you might get blamed for it, or people might just, you know, give out to you a lot about things or put you down a little bit. And then you might have been dealing with that for so long, and trying to heal that is very difficult because it could be something that's ongoing or was ongoing at a period in time in your life. And then you're in a situation where somebody might criticize you, they might have a go at you. And these would be people external to the situation that where it originated from. And your defenses go up and your fears go up. And automatically you're triggered. So it's triggering off that part of you that really needs the healing from all of the, you know, probably horrible things you've experienced in that situation, and it's been triggered. Now, we can also be triggered by people who aren't meaning to do that, but we may take it like that because we have so much hurt within us. That can be very similar in any area of your life. So it could be, you know, you could be triggered in your romantic relationships, family relationships, like we said there. You could be triggered in work capacity. So you may have been bullied previously in a workplace, and you go into a new workspace and you're on edge all of the time, and something comes up and you're triggered. Generally, when we're triggered, we kind of lose sight of a really rational way of looking at things. And this happens a lot when our emotions come to play. So I know for myself, something that happens to me is if I feel that someone is annoyed at me, or I have annoyed somebody, like even if I have, even say a client, maybe, you know, I mentioned before, like somebody I had like mixed up their appointments and they got really annoyed at me. When somebody gets annoyed at me like that, or even aggressive with their, you know, their tone with me, I just get really, really, really panicked. I get panicky in my stomach. I feel really sick. I feel really anxious, like my heart would start beating really fast. And all I want to do is to sort it out there and then. So I respond very quickly of like, you know, oh God, I'm so sorry about this, or what can I do? And I try to solve it instead of taking a moment to calm down, to look at it rationally, to understand I'm being triggered. So the thing about it is, like, I don't know if we can ever fully heal these things, but I think healing is more about just recognizing what's going on within us. Healing is something we don't forget about the situations that happened to us. It's like a face cloth that's like soaked in water, and we're, you know, twisting the face cloth to try and drain out all the water. Probably with healing, there'll always be some residue of water left there. Just to give you kind of a visual image of what like our healing path can be like. And we do our best to keep draining that out. But when we get a sense and an understanding of the fact that we do have triggers and we are triggered off by certain things, we can therefore then say, oh, hang on. If we take a breath and take a moment and say, I'm being triggered here. Why am I being triggered? This reminds me of something. Let me look at this rationally. Is somebody having a go at me? Have I done something wrong? Have I done something right? Let me look at it logically. Now, I know in the moment that can be difficult, but you're going to have your reaction. All I would say is to breathe deeply and give yourself time to kind of figure out what's happening. Sometimes situations happen where you can be met with very forceful energy. So in that moment, you actually have to react to something. And it can be very hard to say, oh, give me 5 minutes here to think about this and I'll come back to you. But actually, sometimes that is the best thing to do. Now, you could have deeper traumas that are there, you know, and that is very difficult as well. And, you know, on a healing path, always reach in for supports, like we talked about. 2 months ago, I think we did the bundle on support, which is like, do I need, you know, a psychotherapist to help me, a counsellor to help me, some sort of practitioner to help me? What can I do? Do I need to meditate? Can I journal? Can I walk? Do I need to eat well, sleep well? Whatever it is, it's like building up that toolkit I always talk about of helping you. So today is about looking at your triggers. I would love for you to take some time, even as after you've listened to this, and say, what triggers me? And when I'm triggered, what are my normal reactions? So I explained to you that I get panicky. My stomach feels sick. My heart beats really fast. But my instant thing is, I got to sort this out now. And I don't want them to be annoyed at me, and I better be okay. And I can't take a moment. And then the time is just to say, when I do take a moment to say, right, let me sort this out, I'll be thinking about it all day long. Thinking about it, waiting for like maybe a response from somebody or something to sort out. And that's not good either, because I actually can stay, I may have taken a moment and stayed in a very panicked state for one or 2 days or even longer. So then it's about saying, okay, so now I know I have a trigger, and now I know how I react to that trigger. The next part of it is, I've dealt with giving myself time and to react to it differently. But the effect then that I'm left with, how do I deal with that? So what do I need to do to work on the headspace around that? So this is why it's, I suppose, it's not just kind of a one level element healing. It's so vast and so lifelong, as we know, but we can only do our best. And I think if we gather the tools that we need and gather the, I suppose, understanding of ourselves and understanding that there are things to help us, and actually go and do the work and say, right, because a lot of people would have triggers, they may not take the time to look at them, or they may know that it's a trigger and they just keep, you know, allowing the triggers to spike them off. That's not good either, you know, and we have to take accountability and responsibility. And I think that's another important factor about healing. I'm kind of going on a bit longer than I wanted, but another factor of healing is, it is our responsibility to heal. There's a lot of people out there who have had awful things happen to them, you included, myself included, and it's our responsibility as adults. We can't blame all these situations that always happened. We can know these things are not our fault. We can need support around the traumas that have happened. But we also have to say, I have to heal this in myself so that I can live my best life and have the best version of myself, so that, because that's what I deserve. And I know, and that's not to trivialize trauma, because some traumas can take 10, 20, 30 years to move through. But I think it's about allowing yourself to move through that, to make those first steps on your healing path. So it's something for you to think about today, and we'll talk again in a couple of days.